Kingston could see tightening regulations surrounding the use of leg hold traps in the near future after several incidents involving local wildlife. The use of leg hold traps has been seen in the Kingscourt Williamsville District and the Collins Bay Ridge District in recent years. These traps have injured and killed local wildlife, including raccoons and skunks. The Sandy Pines Wildlife Center has received several animals from Kingston that have either died in leg hold traps or had to be euthanized because of severe damage caused by the traps. Currently, these issues are regulated under provincial legislation and oversight. A change to municipal bylaw could empower local bylaw and animal control officers to investigate, issue fines, and seize illegal traps on the spot. Collins Bay Ridge District Councilor Lisa Osanek brought the motion forward to initiate a change in the city's existing approach, including a review of best practices in other municipalities. Osanek says this action is both in response to the suffering these traps can cause local wildlife and the risk they pose to domestic pets and children in densely populated areas.
This motion's necessary because there's been wildlife that's been caught in leg hold traps. On Connaught Street in 2023, there was a raccoon. And more recently in June, there were several skunks that have been caught in leg hold traps along the backyards, the back part of Coronation Boulevard. So we just heard that some animals in leg hold traps have been brought to Sandy Pines Wildlife Center. They definitely get a lot of our Kingston animals there. And there's no way for the traps to distinguish between what's, you know, a wild animal versus someone's pet cat or dog. Other cities do have such a bylaw. There's Napanee, there's Guelph, Vaughan, Cambridge, and Niagara Falls. And so this motion is asking staff to investigate, like, which cities have it and to bring back the best motion of them all to council.
Williamsville District Councilor Vincent Chinnani seconded the motion, noting that this action has been a long time coming.
This is something we've been talking about for actually a long, long time now, and finally we have it here. So, and I really hope that you can support this because it's something that's really needed.
Council will be presented with options to amend the animal control bylaw and or the community standards bylaw to prohibit or regulate the use of leg hold traps within the municipality by the end of Q1 2027. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.